This is episode number 2494 of the Who Cares News for Monday, July 31st, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Teresa Giaduzzi.
She said Giadice. It's, yeah, whatever.
Oh, she doesn't even know.
You know who she is. You know. The woman who went to jail.
Giadice.
Is now a real housewife. Right?
She's a real housewife. Yeah.
Teresa. Even though the guy that sent her to jail and her aren't married anymore.
Yeah.
Another thing.
Teresa Giaduzzi.
Yeah.
Is coming for Sofia Vergara again.
Coming for again?
Yeah.
What? These guys don't like each other?
You know, if you say the word Real Housewives,
I know that's
it doesn't
loosely.
Come to mind the women who are on Real Housewives.
I get it, but you know.
They're not Real Housewives.
Yeah, I talked to Andy Cohen about
that.
They
wouldn't know what a vacuum cleaner was.
No, of course not.
No.
No, we don't want to know about them. We want to know about the rich Real Housewives.
Anywho.
Or the ones that pretend to be rich.
So she previously slammed Sofia, calling her the rudest celebrity she's ever met.
What?
During the latest episode of her Namaste Bitches podcast.
Namaste Bitches. I like that. Okay.
So chatting with her co-host, Melissa Feister, Teresa recalled an incident from 2017. Now, okay, let's see here. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
6 years ago.
23.
6 years ago.
She's trying to go back 6 years.
I know.
To pull up something.
Well, she had some jail time in between that.
Oh, yes,
so
true.
That was like time.
I guess
that
it's for her.
Count.
It's like, you know, COVID years of Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah,
of time.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So her jail years were the Bermuda Triangle of her time.
She didn't do as much jail time as Joe did, though.
That's true.
Her ex.
Yeah. This is where Sophia allegedly appeared reluctant to snap a pic with her backstage at a talk show.
Okay.
How rude. Sofia Vergara's PR person and my PR person spoke together, and I guess the two of them said, let's get a picture of Teresa and Sofia together.
Why?
This is Teresa's recollection.
Okay.
And so Teresa's like, I didn't want a picture with her.
Oh,
I've never asked to take a picture with anybody.
Oh,
she's the rudest woman I've ever met.
Oh. No, she did not say that.
And she continued. And then I heard her say to her PR person, why are you making me take a picture with that lady? Probably because she heard Teresa going off about, I don't know.
God, well, it could be worse. She could have done it in a really mocking way about her accent, which
Teresa said, excuse me, I did not want to take a picture with you. I never asked to take a picture with you.
Oh, my goodness.
I have to think about who's rude here. Who was the rude person?
Well, you're
here?
Hearing a secondhand, you know, explanation in a podcast versus being there. The fly on the wall kind of thing. So I don't know who was rude.
I'm still guessing it probably wasn't Sofia.
Who knows?
I'm going out on a limb here. Yeah. Sofia Vergara is supposedly a pretty nice person overall.
True. From
she
what
doesn't,
I understand.
Yeah, she doesn't get in people's faces. You know, she seems to be a nice person.
She might, and we just never hear about it because nobody dares to say anything about it.
But Teresa, Hollywood. On the other hand.
Well, no, we knew Teresa.
Okay, this throwing stuff at performers on stage. I mean,
what happened?
That?
I mean, I'm thinking another one of these happened, and I'm like, they're gonna have to start like going back to honky tonks with chicken wire in front of them, like the Blues Brothers, you know? Like, what the hell?
Plus, you're in a crowd of people.
Yeah.
It's not like no one's gonna see you do it.
See, I think there's
like
a deterrent.
Security.
There's a deterrent. When you start throwing stuff up on stage, somebody should just shoot you. The security should just shoot you. Pachoo! Take you out of there.
Maybe
take you out of there.
Maybe tase you.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like that. But this is dangerous because, like, Bebe Rexha got hit in the face with something. I mean, it got injured.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, come on, people.
And you paid all this money for a ticket
Well, they think they got the right. They think they got the right.
No, you spend all that money and then to see this person.
I know, but that's
then
why
you're going to accost them and get arrested.
I think that's why they think they've got the right.
They don't, there's no
they
right.
They don't like the way
None.
They sing.
No right.
I get that.
Anyway, it finally hit rock bottom. Cardi B was performing in Las Vegas poolside.
Ooh.
An audience member threw their drink on her.
Ugh.
Cardi wasted no time in throwing her microphone, hitting the offender before security de-escalated the situation.
Smack in the noggin, man.
If you see the video,
yeah,
she's singing. He flings a drink, so it just splashes
yeah,
all over her.
What was that all about?
I mean, a knee-jerk reaction on her part.
Oh, yeah, it's just like...
It's like,
hello.
Splash, bam. And security's right there.
Well, I'm wondering if somebody knocked him in the elbow while he was drinking his drink.
No.
Yeah, he actually threw it up there.
Oh, yeah.
The video. Yeah.
He flung it.
Good for Cardi, by God. Well, they should stop the performance right there, and they should say, enough of this crap, enough. You know, right?
So Cardi let out a few inaudible comments. However, the backing track to her song
that she was singing,
which she was singing,
Milli Vanilli,
it continued to play
with her singing on it. I'm sure.
She later retweeted a video of the incident, but she has not commented on it.
Well, no, because somebody's singing her song in the background, and it ain't her.
So whoever was doing the whole producing part of it,
yeah. Was the sound booth.
It's
yeah.
the sound booth. Instead of them going, oh my God, did you see what
happened? But it happened?
They should
so
have said,
fast.
Cut the track.
It happened so fast.
I know, but it kept playing.
I know, right? It's like somebody
and playing.
Do you think we should pot this down? I think we should pot this down.
I mean, she's not that, she's not talented enough to keep, she's not, she threw her microphone.
No, well, yeah.
So she's not singing.
She can't sing.
There have been several incidents of audience members throwing objects at musicians.
Yeah. This is all of a sudden, too.
From Adele.
Yeah, we heard about her.
Pink.
Yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Mm.
And then, you know, Harry Styles.
Yeah, I heard somebody also threw their mom's ashes up on the stage at Pink. And she said she didn't know how to react to that, what that meant.
That one's different.
I wouldn't want to get hit in the face with a bag of ashes. That's for damn sure.
No.
Oh, my God. Hey, with our apologies to Cardi B, because, you know, she was the offended one this time. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.